Backseat Quickies, Episode 62, Fight Club Members Only.
Wow, chicka, wow, wow, chicka, wow, wow, chicka, wow, wow, chicka, wow, 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 chicka, wow, wow, chicka, wow, 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 wow.
Hey guys, Scott here, and I've already revealed one of my big guilty pleasures in cheesy movies to you guys in the form of barbarian movies. The other one, or at least the biggest one, is foreign remakes of American movies. In this case, we're going with Fight Club Members Only, better known to some as Bollywood Fight Club, in which a bunch of guys who have all lost their jobs on the same day decide to make money by arranging locations for people to fight, for guys to vent their aggression at each other, called Fight Club. They invite audiences for whatever reason. Like, they charge a big pile of rupees to have a fight, but I don't think they actually charge anything at the door to get in, which, I mean, I think they're missing out on a potential revenue stream here. And as you can see by the premise, this is kind of the exact opposite of anything or thematic or message type content that the original movie had right there. Yeah. So yeah, these guys, they run that, like, the it is called Fight Club, and there are rules. One of which, there has to be a reason, which is like, why would you need a reason from this if you're just trying to make money? Like, these guys do not have good business sense in their illegal dealings. But yeah, so they're running this Fight Club, and partway through, some old high school rival, some guy they used to bully in high school, you know, shows up, and they get in a huge fight over the old grievances, and then they become buddies for no real reason. But this new guy's awesome, because he has wirefu powers for some reason. And it kind of plays like a lighthearted comedy, like, all the fights are really goofy and cheesy, and the reasons are stupid, and there's lots of jokes, and it's, you know, can't be fun. And then they get busted by the cops for running an illegal fighting operation. And then an entirely different movie starts. I'm not even kidding. Like, 90 minutes in, oh, we only have 90 minutes. That's not enough running time for Indian cinema. Let's just add an entirely different movie. So as Fight Club breaks down around them, one of the guys, straight man, because, like, the characters have names, but it's basically just protagonist guy, tough guy, goofy guy, straight man, and serious guy. And they're kind of a boy band, except only two of them are good-looking. And so straight man's uncle dies, mysteriously, leaving them to run a bar. So you get the montage where they fix the bar up, and they have, you know, another big party scene, because you gotta have, like, at least three big party scenes for these movies. But it turns out that there's this Armenian drug lord, and this bar is perfectly positioned for smuggling drugs from the border between one state and another in India. So he starts putting muscle on them. But by this point, they all have, like, wirefu powers. Except now, serious guy's wirefu powers have accelerated to the point where he has, like, theme music power-ups where, like, rappers just come out of nowhere and start singing anytime he fights, and it's kind of crazy awesome in a ridiculous way. But then, like, shit gets real. So the Armenian drug lord sends in the most intimidating man named Sandy ever. And Sandy, you know, Sandy means business, because he's got the Kalyanatsatsi chanting guys whenever he does anything. And so more fights ensue. And then, you know, they beat up the drug lords, and it's all okay, and there's another big dance party, and, you know, protagonist guy gets the girl and the approval of his father somehow. Yeah, like character-wise, there's not a lot to it. It's kind of fun, but it is 3 hours long, and it does drag. As much as I appreciate the camp value of it, it's probably better if you watch this in two chunks where the plot switches. The songs are catchy and the dance music's good. Like again, this is just a really weird movie, and I can't recommend it unless you're the kind of person who would who's listened to this and is like, yeah, I need to watch that and get drunk and make fun of this with my friends, which is exactly how I watched it. I'm sorry, I realize that Indian cinema has produced some very good and deeply moving stuff, and all I really want is the stupid, crazy shit like the Harry Potter knockoff, which I'm sure I'll discuss at another point, but that's Fight Club members only for you. It's weird and long and mostly boring and silly. Watch it, maybe. See you next time.
Oh my God, it's the Backseat Producers. Swoon.
Backseat Quickies and a number of better podcasts can be found at backseatproducers.com. To offer any feedback or submit your own quickie, check out the thread at spookyouthouse.com/forum. Music by Scott Wachter.
Oh yeah, baby.
Hey, me again. Just wanted to remind you that Sam, Chrissy, and I are teaming up with RP Gamer, Extra Life, and the Children's Miracle Foundation to do a 24-hour video game marathon in support of Sick Kids Hospital. Or at least the three of our money will go to Sick Kids. Other people on Team RP Gamer have picked other children's hospitals within the network. But again, any help you can offer is great. There is a raffle for prizes. We aren't totally sure what all the prizes are yet, but a few cool things have already crept up. Like I know we've got a lot of tabletop gamers. We've got the new Mistborn game from Crafty is on the pile, along with some other neat stuff. Just help if you can, because being sick when you're a kid is pretty darn lame. Follow the link in the description for that. Thank you.